Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham out in operations. The official clock on the NHC wall, 8 a.m. Time for the latest update on Hurricane Dorian. You can see the center still offshore, and the latest statistics that we have, wind still 115 miles an hour. But this has changed. North-northeast movement instead of due north, moving at 8 miles an hour. So starting to try to make that turn at about 70 miles now southeast of Charleston, South Carolina. A couple things to note on the radar itself. There is a center starting to continue to move out north-northeast. But look at these rain bands, just strong rain bands out of the center. But the very dangerous situation as well with some of these tornadoes, these red areas here, these polygons, that's the tornado warnings being issued by the weather forecast offices. So these rain bands can be very dangerous. You can see them stretch out into the Atlantic. Any one of those cells could start to rotate and produce a tornado, especially when you see these really segular, just individual red areas like that could be real dangerous. So well away from the center, be careful, listen to those warnings, take precaution, and you got to listen for those and just be in a safe place as these tornadoes make it their way on shore. Forecast released the same. This is brand new at 8 o'clock. A very similar forecast starting to move north-northeast with time right along the coast. And the timing of this, we got 8 a.m. this morning. This is 2 a.m. tomorrow morning, Friday, and then by tomorrow afternoon, moving out of the Outer Banks back into the Atlantic. But any one of these areas, we're just so close. Remember those winds, those hurricane force winds stretch out from the center, and that's why we have that hurricane warning in red there right along the coast. So let's look at some of the threats. Of course, we have the wind with the hurricane force wind and the tropical storm force wind, but we have a high risk. The Weather Prediction Center putting out a high risk. Areas in pink here that are really the high probability of getting flash flooding, a very dangerous situation when it comes to the water. It's the leading cause of fatalities in tropical systems. And to drill into the details, here's some of the amounts that could occur. 10 to 15 inches right along the coast and inland as well. That's just a lot of rain causing flash flooding, not just on the coast, also inland at times. 6 to 10 inches moving inland in the orange areas there. So the danger zone through South Carolina, through North Carolina, out through the Outer Banks, just a significant amount of rain. And, of course, that's incredibly dangerous. Don't drive where water covers the road. Remember, turn around, don't drown. And we also look at the storm surge, the leading cause of fatalities in tropical systems, just dangerous. These values, look at this. I mean, in South Carolina, 2 to 4 feet. This is the updated map. We just updated this a little bit ago. 5 to 8 feet as we march up the coast, and then around North Carolina, 4 to 7 feet. And that is water up your pant leg. That is over the ground, potentially in some areas, not just on the barrier islands, but also inland, some of these values could occur. And some of the water gets there early, and it's on the sound side. Some of it gets there late. So be careful. Got to stay safe, and we'll keep you updated from here at the National Hurricane Center.